Welcome, guys. Welcome to the second episode of Advan TV. Welcome, Arshil.
Hey, guys.
So, Arshil, why don't you start by introducing yourself?
Okay, that sounds good. So, I'm actually a third-year student going this fall, and I study at Schulich. So, at Schulich, I'm doing an IBB degree, which is like international BBA. And I'm from Delhi. Mm-hmm. And to be precise, I'm from South Delhi. Yeah.
Fair enough. So we're both in the same program.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to talk about the process of college and university applications and the factors he considered to make that decision mm-hmm. to come to Schulich. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about the visa time and the application process times and the English proficiency test requirements.
Sure.
Then we'll move on to living in Canada and the differences in the lifestyles in India versus after coming here. Then we'll discuss university life and the transportation, if you used it or not, mm-hmm. and the impacts on your life based on the decisions you made to come to Canada.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So let's start off with talking about how many programs and what programs you applied to.
Okay. So I actually applied to all over the world. So one of my few targets were Canada, US, and Hong Kong and Singapore, to be precise. So among these four, I applied to within Canada, I applied to pretty prestigious programs, one being at Schulich, the IBB program. Then I applied to UBC, and they had an international economics program. In that, they only select 80 kids. So that was pretty good. Program as well. Then I applied to Queen's Business School.
Yeah,
I got into that as well. Then I got into McGill. And lastly, I applied to Rotman.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So why Schulich? Why did you decide on
coming here? If I have to choose, I'm probably going to choose why Canada first.
Why Canada, yeah.
Yeah, among all destinations. One of being the Trump factor in 2017 was Trump just came in and they did restrictions. So being a non-STEM program like business that I have, I don't have an option to stay after I graduate and only have a year, and most of the companies don't hire you for a year, and getting a extension like such as H1 is pretty competitive. So that's made
an interesting factor, because I mean that only affected like people after 2017, but had a massive impact on a lot of people and a lot of students.
True. Yeah, they gravitated towards Canada. And secondly, even before Trump, there has been uncertainty about the fact that H-1B is a big restriction coming, especially for a non-STEM course, which is like science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. If you're not doing that, you're screwed. So yeah, and among other countries, I think I wanted to get a North American experience, so that's why Canada seemed pretty obvious. And to go back to your original question, the reason I chose Schulich among all programs, first is I wanted to study business. And and secondly, Schulich at the end was a pretty prestigious school. And thirdly, I got a full ride scholarship, which covered my full tuition and half of my majority of my residence. So it was like $35,000 a year.
That was really good.
It's on a renewable basis. So that was a big factor too, financial decision. And other business programs, let's say Queen's and Rotman, were pretty expensive and weren't giving out a good ROI.
We're talking about that. That was one of the factors then, right? The finances and the value that you get out of the degree and the program itself after.
Sure.
So, like, how long did the admission, like, the application process take? Like, since you started researching what programs you want to go for, and then you applied there, and then they got back to you after like a certain number of days.
Like, you mean preparation or just
preparation, like, and then how long the application actually took?
So, it's a saying that if you wanna apply to you, let's say Harvard, right? You should start from kindergarten. But that wasn't the case for me. I woke up pretty late. Like, I want to go abroad. So I had a thing back in mind that I wanted to go abroad. So, but I started actually in grade 11th. And yeah, that should be the ideal stage you should. Because nine.
Yeah.
Because 9 and 10th, you... because they look at your grades starting 9th.
They do.
Even though, internationally, like, even if you apply to Canada or US, it's same all over. So they look at your whole high school record from 9th to up to 12th. And also, they look at extracurricular activities. So whatever you start, 9 and 10th, 11th, 12th would be a good place to further enhance it.
Mm. Mm.
And to do well.
Yeah.
And 9 and 10th would be kind of starting point. Mm. So I was pretty late because my 11th was a starting point.
Yeah.
So I had decent grades.
But it worked out.
Decent grades till 10th. So 11 and 12, be good in academics.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing in 9th and 10th grade, whether it's sports, music, whatever you're interested in, or even community service.
Yeah.
Have that and further do well on that. Mm. And the application process, the applying process starts in 12th,
mm.
12th grade around December and January.
Yeah, right.
So deadlines, first application is the Ontario application.
Yes.
If you're applying the common application, which is like you get to
OUAC.
OUAC. So yeah, you apply OUAC, there's a deadline, and after you've gone through OUAC, you apply to specific schools, whatever you're interested in. So yeah, and for you, on the other hand, if you're applying for UBC, which is in
British Columbia,
it's a separate application for that.
Yeah.
And the under new rule at UAC, you can only apply to 3 universities.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, only 3.
For international students?
Even for international, even domestic as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's my sister is looking into it, and she's like, only 3 universities. Yeah,
that's crazy, because I applied to like 6-7 programs at least.
Really?
I mean, yeah, for OUAC, yeah, I applied for
maybe
like,
it was 3 schools at that time.
Really? I applied to Rotman, Queens, Schulich, Laurier, and what was it applied? And a couple of backup programs.
I think it's five.
Oh, yes.
But
oh, yes.
For domestic, I'm pretty sure 3 now change the rules.
Really?
So I recommend looking into that.
That's
so yeah, I applied to I applied to when OUAC I applied to Waterloo. I didn't actually didn't proceed with that, but Rotman, Waterloo, Queens, and Schulich. So it becomes 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was 5
and
then.
And then there was 5.
UBC and McGill were separate applications.
Yeah, for after Ontario. Yeah.
So
fair job admission letter mil gaya, job acceptance letter mil gaya. Tab visa application ka kitna time laga and
I got the acceptance with the April May.
Mm.
April, March. I think March. So they come back to, if you're applying to like pretty competitive programs, interviews are like a part of the process.
Mm.
So interview mera ho gaya tha March mein, so April tak I think aa gaya tha. And like if you apply to any other scholarships, unki separate applications hoti hain. Kuch ki like they offer you with admission. So they get back to you on that on end of April starting May. And
fir visa application?
Visa before that you need, because you apply for your board exams as well. So your offer is based on predicted scores. So unless your offer is not like fully, you can't apply to visa before you get the final offer letter.
Okay.
So you have to wait till your board
wait
results come
board,
in, and you have to send that and they approve at the end. So it took me like I got that in May. We got back in May, and so I said I applied in June.
Yeah,
and they recommend doing it before. So
before, yeah, for sure.
It took 2 or 3 months.
Did you require English proficiency test, like IELTS? Yeah, so kuch kiya tha pehle.
Yeah.
Or is that a visa requirement, or is that not like a specific requirement, but you should have it?
Yeah, so it ranges upon the school requirements, which university you're applying to. Because some universities say if you're studying in English medium school, so you don't need TOEFL or any English proficiency test. Yeah, because like if you're studying English throughout your school life,
Yeah.
You don't need, if you get good grades.
Yeah.
But to make your application competitive, it's recommended to give IELTS or TOEFL. These are two main
English
proficiency
tests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say at Schulich, the requirement was actually 7.5 and above.
Acha.
Or it was
overall.
7 in every different respects.
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah,
compared to others.
7 in writing.
Your requirement, the IELTS requirement.
Yeah, I got in 8. So yeah,
fair
I fulfilled
enough.
That. Yeah,
fair enough. So let's come back to the factors on your decision to coming to Canada and Schulich, and focus on career opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was any help if career opportunities played a big role in your decision, and how has that worked out here at Schulich, I guess, or in Canada?
Yeah, the career opportunity is a big prospect. As I mentioned that I wanted to work in North America, the main reason was the fact that you have numerous opportunities. And Toronto itself, like where Schulich is, it's becoming one of the main IT hubs, and there are new investments coming in. So the new opportunities being created. And it's already a big accounting and financial sector. So that's good. And plus new investments from IT makes it a very practical choice actually to work in Toronto. And it is one of the major factors.
There's a lot of colleges in Toronto too, like George Brown or
many
Seneca
colleges
here.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of colleges that have access to that too, and connections with the industry. So I think except like our program too, a lot of it is based on networking and making those valuable connections. But also, do you think the Career Center helps or not so much for our program? I don't know.
Can you, I didn't get
the Career Center?
Oh,
for university?
If it helps?
Yeah, if it helps. Then
it definitely helps. Okay. So it's one of the most underutilized resources, especially at Schulich. But if you go in there, they have a lot of say for the companies because they are the ones who recommend you. If you're applying to big, huge companies that are like, let's say, McKinsey, let's say. So if you're in the good books of Career Center, they can recommend you further. So they're pretty huge help because you get not only industry connections, you can also get help from mock interviews or resume preparation, cover letters, and that kind of like application stuff. So yeah, and they also guide you at the end. So what do you want to do? They lead you to the right direction. So I think that's
Career Center
is pretty crucial.
And I think a majority of the colleges, I think all of, if not all of them, have a Career Center that are helping you out for applications, resume building,
interview, and some even have for like specific programs within that university.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you worked at Dell, right?
Intern
first year at Dell.
Yeah.
So how was that for you? Or did you think when you were coming from India in the first place, were you thinking about internships? And how did you get that, I guess?
So eventually that was my goal, but I didn't expect to get in first year because it's competitive, first 2 years of your school. So luckily how I got it through was if I did a case com. And Schulich mein bahut sare case coms hote hain, they're like numerous. Case coms essentially like business simulation. So which is a very uncommon in India, but it's like a competition where you you get you're in a simulated environment and you solve real life business problems. And so there was a competition within Schulich, and the winning prize or one of the competitions was that you get interviews from Dell. So luckily we came in third, and we got the interview. And I think I and there was another girl who was who from Schulich who finally got the offer.
That's pretty nice.
So that was my process. And I on that note, I really enjoyed my internship. It was a new culture. First of all, it was like a big cultural shock because I never worked here in India. It was my first time working that too in a foreign country. And it was nerve-wracking at first, but it became an interesting experience at the end.
That's really good. So I guess you're... Especially with your scholarships, you had a lot of tuition. All of the tuition was paid off, or?
So the actual fees at Schulich, let's say, is like including residence, extra stuff is 42K per year. 42K CAD, and it was 35K CAD.
That's
so
really good. So
applying
for scholarships really helps.
And some of them have different applications too. Applied was through the main university, which is York, and Schulich is part of that. So they had a separate application process for that. And my scholarship was called, I remember, International Award for Distinction. And they only gave it to 3 people in the world.
Really?
Beyond Canada.
Beyond Canada.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I guess it's safe to say that your return on investment was pretty good.
You saved a bunch of money.
You saved so much money while you got the value out of the degree. You're still getting the value out of the degree, I guess. Okay. So let's compare your lifestyle in Canada versus in India. So in terms of social life and making friends and that time management between work and socializing.
Sounds good. But like on that note, I think it's, I shouldn't compare my experience
mm-hmm.
to that of now, because that was high school versus college.
Yeah, for
university.
Sure.
University.
That's true.
What I can do.
But there's always a cultural difference.
Yeah, I come to that. But what I can do is I can compare my friends who are studying in India. Versus my.
That's fair.
So one of the big differences I think is the fact that it's more, if you're going to business school or any professional degree, it's more. It's strictly professional. You have to do a lot of work just to get a basic job, let's say. Whereas in India, it was all based on nepotism or dad, know someone, you eventually.
Especially Delhi.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Delhi.
I'm assuming.
In anywhere. Even in, like, if you want to, you need to have someone within the. Here, you do by yourself.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big difference.
But I mean, it is there in every country on some level, but.
Yeah, even
it's
in
heavily relied in India.
Yeah, you, and it's more professional approach here. So you go on coffee chats, which is a good experience. What coffee chats are like essentially is that you invite an individual, or let's say via email or LinkedIn, and meet them. It's kind of like a date with the recruiter, and you get to know about the experience in the company, and if they like you, they'll recommend you for a certain job. So yeah, so it's pretty professional over here if you wanna get a good decent job. And in India, if I did this kind of work, I'm pretty sure you would get good stuff. But there's no culture there for that. So you, even if you're the person you invite in India, would feel awkward coming in, coming in for you.
Yeah.
And the second difference is the fact that here you get a diversity experience, which you don't get in India. Yeah. You are pretty closed doors.
Yeah.
And you don't get to meet different backgrounds, hair, their stories, what they've been to, and compared with yourself. So that was pretty different. And
it opens up a lot of new point of views, and kaise soch alag alag log kaisa sochte kya kya karke they got the job, and what qualifications, and there's a lot of merit based here compared to
India. It's like it's merit based, but there's a lot of nepotism, corruption, like a lot of stuff that keeps you out of bay. So
not sure.
And on that, in terms of culture, it's like you have freedom. I mean, not like in bad, in the bad context. It's like creativity. You can do whatever you want here. Let's say you want to do XYZ, and there will be a degree in XYZ.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
In India, you were like, because of peer pressure, cultural pressure, you are accustomed to do certain things.
Yeah.
So here, it opens your mind.
Yeah.
You get to explore different opportunities. And third big factor is the fact that in India, versus anywhere abroad, the universities are way better. There are more investment in those universities. So they groom you on a holistic perspective. Yeah. Because I see my friends who are there, and they're just, they're doing nothing. They have the same personality that they had 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It's just do study like the day before exam, like what we did actually in India. And and they just pass the course.
Yeah.
Here is like, I have to do, as I mentioned, coffee chats, communication skills, it improves everything.
Yeah, you take parts in like case comms, you're
internships,
part of clubs, internships. And it's just a lot of, because you have a lot of time outside of school, and school isn't just like, you don't depend on school to do everything for you.
Yeah.
You have to go out and do your thing. And it's good in a way that you can do whatever you like and whatever you're passionate about, and you just go do it. Compared to in India, there's a culture of, it's I feel like it's a herd mentality per se, because everyone's doing a certain thing, and no one's trying to branch out unless they're like really into it.
Yeah.
And plus there's, even if there's like opportunities, there's not a lot of like goals to like go towards that or do something out of that comfort zone.
True.
It pushes you out of the comfort zone here more often.
It does, that's a good point. Yeah, it does for sure.
That's true. Okay, so we'll talk about let's talk about the environment in the university, as in the clubs that you were part of, and what other like extracurriculars they do to case comp. So how how was that experience?
So I'm part of like a lot of clubs. That's a good, that's advice I'll give to everyone, whoever, because it opens, it makes, helps you make new friends, and it's a good medium to do that. So I'm involved in consulting club. I'm involved in the undergrad business society that they have. Then I was involved in finance society, a financial club. And then I am involved in a York student offering student. It's like a, as the name suggests, you provide tutoring services and help them, other students to do better academically.
Yeah.
So there are like a bunch of clubs. Name a thing, you'll get a club out of it. Yeah, so and then there is like a cultural club too. I'm part of the Hindu, the Indian club.
ICA, you're part of
ICA,
that?
Yeah. I'm part
I'm
of
an exec
that.
On that. Oh, this year. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
I was pretty modern first year, but second year.
Indian culture or
I couldn't get to, they organize big events like Holi and.
Holi, Diwali.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Yeah, these are the two, like, they're
primary main events, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are, like, religious clubs too.
Yeah.
And career clubs that I'm part of, like, finance or consulting or accounting.
Yeah.
And then there are.
And all of them. So all of them have, like, different events, and then.
Sports clubs, yeah. Whatever you want to do, you can join any club you want, yeah.
And you can be part of the exec team while you are yourself organizing the events and making big contributions to that, and it's just a good experience, right?
Yeah, and that's the difference between what we have in like India. Though we have like clubs in India, universities, societies, but they are not as huge as it over here.
Yeah,
and they are just basically a joke. Some of them might be serious. Sometimes. Like let's say dance society. Majority of the colleges are pretty serious in India, but other clubs are. They're no like they're sports clubs or career clubs that are good for you.
Mm.
So there one or two might be, but here is like every club is pretty good.
That's true. Okay. So you lived on res for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? And did you, so why did you decide res? And did you look at other options or was it because the scholarship offered way more than like the year tuition, so it might also be a factor.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, if I don't utilize this, then that would be, that'll go waste. So why not just utilize it?
Yeah.
So yeah, and
residence.
Yeah.
How's residence life? Like, do you recommend it to people coming here first year?
Yeah, first year definitely.
For sure.
Second year is up to you, but first year is like highly recommended. Like unlike in US, Canada, it's not like. It's not necessary for you to live because in US university
they require you to live
and there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
it's good. It helps you make good friends and make friends. Your roommates might be your best friend for the throughout your life, and then they're like, if you're living on campus, you get to wear a lot of opportunities. You don't have to like let's say gym or be involved more
be
clubs.
More
it's
clubs.
Easier
yeah.
for you
for sure. Because I know I lived on res second year, and then first year I just commuted from home in to York. So first year I just came to classes and then left. Like there's because like commuting takes so much out of you, plus like the traffic and you just drive and or like take the bus. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Plus when there's events that are not on the days of your classes, you're not on school, so you have to specially come there, and it's
you don't motivate it.
You're not that motivated compared to like if you're on campus or I mean close to campus, but at the same time when you're on campus,
true,
you're part of that vibe, you're part of that environment.
Yeah, and you don't utilize the opportunity because you feel like I just have to commute all the way and it takes time.
Thursday koi in event ho to jaake acha chalna hai 5 minute chal ke jana hai
party ya mani karta I don't feel like it.
So if you're on res you're like oh 2 minute jaake yahan se chal ke we'll go come back change that's it like
it's good sushi for sure but for sure. Even academically because you get to stay in library late hours and study most of the libraries are some of them are 24 hours during exam period or some of them are open till midnight. So if you are commuting you have to leave early because the bus schedule doesn't operate
and
at night. So
yahan pe aaju baaju log padhte hote to hume bhi aisa
you can motivate it
man ho jata hai and we can study too.
So that's good factor and first year highly recommended. Yeah, but if you like financial thing happens it's fine, it's not like a huge thing you're missing out, but
okay. So I did this in the last episode too, and I'll do this again to ask the same question. So we talked about expectation versus reality. And so what was that one point of that one expectation before you came to Canada versus you came here and then you realized, oh, like that's completely different or it's somewhat different than what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I thought socially it would be going to be like more happening, but turned out to be a dull university. I would not lie, especially York.
Especially York,
York, but it's case by case because if my friends are US or if you went to Queens or Western. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
And here, like, it's not that, my university per se is not that social friendly. I mean, in terms of not like co-curricular stuff, like clubs, that's good, like academically and things, sports and everything. But if you want to like party and that kind of stuff, nothing happens.
It's not that, yeah. That's not that.
It's dumb, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think
that was the biggest shocker for me. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, that was not, I mean, I don't know. Interestingly, I think that was the same thing that we talked about the last time we talked about this expectation versus reality. And the person, Sanskriti, who came here, she also expected going to clubs or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? Or is that not like...
Both. I mean, again, then you don't have to be on risk for that. You save money on that.
Yeah.
Because nothing is happening. And if you manage your time well, you can still be part of the clubs.
Plus, I feel like, I think if you're connected with the right people who go party, and find that balance.
You can go in like...
Yeah, like there's a lot of people who go, but I guess if you really wanted to go, you could go.
That's for sure. But nothing happens within campus. Outside campus, Toronto is a huge city.
Yeah.
Huge nightclub. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the best part so far is now we have a subway.
Yeah.
Which is like a metro. Yeah. And it's a good transportation. It's only like 40 minutes just to reach it still. It's good. Yeah. It's not like a big shocker. It was like a shock.
It's just, That's fair.
I don't think so. It was up to my...
That's
true. Because I did research.
You research all of them. Like,
get to know about it stuff. And there might be shocks while researching. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, what was one?
And on the shock, academically too. Because things are more... you have to participate. And that was different, academically. Yeah. And it's more...
Because it's evenly spread out. Like, everything's worth... some percentage of your overall compared to India, where the majority of the weightage is midterms and finals, and the rest of the year you don't have to work that much compared to like
you have to be on toes. That's the thing. Whereas in India, if you didn't go class any time, you just study a week before and you're good to go. But I don't know what college life in India, but I would say the college life does get a bit hard. So you have to study regularly. You can't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Which is a big habit that Indians have. Yeah. So
fair enough. I still have that habit, but
that's
working. I'm working on it.
Be aware. It's more about awareness. Accept the fact it's gonna be a bit difficult, but it's easily doable.
Yeah.
If you study regularly.
Yeah, that's fair. Plus like we're more equipped with heavy studying if we have to do it, and on like based on, because like you said, like we study a week before, but when we do, that's like hardcore studying the majority of the times. Like
but the thing with it doesn't work over here. The exams are not designed in that way. They're not like they'll give you right answer. It's some of them are multiple choice, and you have to think. The knowledge that you gain is just memorized. Applied knowledge.
The applied knowledge.
So, which you get because you get to mix up.
While over the year you're learning new concepts and you're applying
You learn certain things at a time. You do assignments to apply what you learned.
And that comes back to like how much value of the program and the degree provides.
Yeah, for sure.
And it depends on what courses you're taking and what you want to learn. You have a lot of leeway, I guess. Right. So. What impacts on your life do you think your decision on coming to Canada had? What do you think is one of the things that changed in you that while you were in India compared to while you live here? Like
good or bad?
Good or bad, it depends.
One thing, as I mentioned before, was the holistic development.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I visited my friends in India, they were the same people. But I know that I've learned so many new things, and I get to apply. And like through internships or school or co-curricular activities, you get a wholesome personality.
You get more exposure to like a lot of different things.
A lot of different things, which you never thought of doing.
That's true.
Yeah,
but it also might be because like. It was high school in India, and then college year.
Yeah, or? But as I mentioned, my friends are pretty much
yeah,
same.
They're pretty much same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they might be a bit short, but I mean.
Plus, they're in the same city, so it kind of just like. Because you grow up there and you live there, it's just kind of the same mentality.
Unless, nothing changed for them.
Unless you're like breaking out of it.
Yeah.
That's where the change comes. So.
Yeah, change the rule there for sure.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
Sorry, what was the question again?
Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the change in you.
That was one. That's
that's one. That's one for sure.
Yeah, and secondly would be. I mean, you get to live by yourself. Mm. Like, if you're living on residence or anywhere, you're coming to a different foreign university.
Or even country. You're changing, whatever.
Where whatever. Any city, it doesn't matter. But you get to be independent.
Yeah.
You get to do your own laundry, wash the dishes, and all that kind of be independent
That's true.
Thing.
Yeah.
And that, to a different country, changes a bit.
Yeah, it does. And there's a lot of cultural differences with coming with that. And like the process of like grocery, even like growing groceries, that is a lot different than compared to India.
Yeah, and third thing would be third thing would be my mind open. So we're like, okay, that sounds a bit weird, but like let's say LGBT stuff. Mm-hmm. No one, you won't see stuff in India which is frowned upon. Here is your values change.
Yeah.
You look at these things more positively.
More positively, more differently.
Yeah, you get a perspective from their own, right? Mm. And in India, you didn't get these perspectives. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Same applies to culture.
Yeah.
Because there's so many cultures here. You get to learn their background and what they're going through.
Yeah.
So you become more open-minded.
More open-minded. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, okay. The last thing that we're going to talk about is one recommendation that you would give to people... in the process of coming here and applying, and what they should take care of, or something that they should prepare for before, or something.
Yeah, research well.
Research well.
Yeah, because many people, they choose university without even looking at other options. Mm. So research well, I mean, not only like universities, look at their financial assistance programs.
Mm.
They might have certain scholarships you're not unaware of, because the scholarship that I applied, not many people knew of, to be honest.
Mm.
It's not that common. They don't advertise it.
They don't advertise.
So you have to look into it.
Mm.
Go on the university events if they're happening within your city or around your city.
Mm.
Highly recommend. Talk to the college officials.
Mm.
And do a good research.
Mm.
And because some people, even if if your research is short, like when you're applying, you might miss out on certain requirements, in fact.
Mm.
Like, let's say IELTS. Getting 7.5 for this program, you might know you have to give IELTS, but you don't want to remember what score you need to get.
Mm.
Look at like the requirements. Do so. Make a good like Excel sheet. I would recommend.
Yeah.
And
that's really good. Yeah.
And second thing would be like it's not. You can also take help from external partners.
Yeah.
Because the
people, related questions. Did you like talk to an advisor or the career or something?
Because I'm applying to US, because USM is a pretty tedious
it
process,
is, yeah.
And so is Canada for sure. Because Canada is like not many people know about this, so getting help from people who knew about the application, they can help you out for sure. So I had like two advisors.
That's good. Okay.
The one for US, and that was and second one for like overall.
Mm.
And third one was for my essays, because essays are pretty
interesting.
So third advisor for my essays, and who helped me develop, think, because we're not accustomed to write.
Yeah.
They're, your main component of your application is writing about yourself and experiences. So I took help for that. And even for selection process, selection research. So these people guided me what I need to fulfill and steps to take.
That's right.
And and start from the beginning. Start right at 9, 10. Start planning around then.
Start planning early.
Because
research,
you can,
and
start at 9, 10, because you get to start from there. Do academically well.
Mm.
Like every grade in 11th and 12th grade matters, whether it's like midterms or minor exams that happen during the year. Yeah, because everything will get accounted.
Mm.
And you have good rapport with teachers too, because they give you predictive scores, and especially in 12th grade, so I have a good reputation with them.
Yeah.
And the reason if you start from 9th is that I would recommend start some activities, let's say sports or any new hobby you want to start, because foreign universities appreciate that.
Yeah,
let's say you start a I know a friend, let's say he's in actually University of Washington, Seattle. He started playing tennis in end of 9th grade.
Yeah.
And by the 11th grade, he was so good at it, and he started, like, by the time he was applying it was actually, he was so good at it, he has won certain championships within India.
Really?
That looks really good on a resume.
For sure it does. Plus, they also, sometimes a lot of scholarships are athletic-based too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you can get the...
Yeah, if you're up to that good level.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if you, yeah, so choose an activity that you want to do, do it well, 9th and 10th, and further nourish it, and get 11th, 12th, yeah.
That's really good. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for doing this, Arshil.
Thanks.
This was a really
nice,
good.
Podcast. Yeah.
A good reflection on your experience as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And hope it helps.
Yeah. Hope it provided a lot of value for the people who are watching.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it.
Sounds good.
Okay, cut.
I just have one piece, bro.
Carrot cake.
Do you have a spoon by any chance?